Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Tony on WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. Today we'll head towards 75. We're going to turn those numbers around. Right now it's 57 degrees. An update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Tensions between Israel and Iran rising once again after dueling strikes that began when Israel hit several of Iran's nuclear facilities and killed two top generals. Iran striking back with at least 100 drones overnight. ABC's Louis Martinez is at the Pentagon.
Several U.S. officials and Secretary of State Marco Rubio essentially saying there was no U.S. military assistance. There was no U.S. involvement in any of this. This is strictly an Israeli operation, and American officials are being very clear about that. And the reason they're saying this publicly is because they want to protect American military and civilian populations in the Middle East.
Israel says it hit dozens of targets throughout Iran and was justified, according to IDF spokesman Effie Defrin.
The state of Israel has the right and the obligation to operate in order to protect its people and will continue to do so.
This is ABC News. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's Jaws.
Players out for a leisurely day of disc golf near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, were doing their thing on the course when suddenly out of the heavens falls a foot-long baby hammerhead shark. No, it wasn't a Sharknado. It was just an osprey dropping his breakfast. The bird likely hunted the hammerhead in the ocean about a half a mile away and carried it over the golf course. The players considered taking it back to the water, but it was too far away and the shark too far gone. Instead, the golfers left the shark at hole 11 for another bird to find. If you see it, play through. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The UK has decided that Jolly Ranchers are a cancer risk. Britain's equivalent of the FDA says the candies contain ingredients that may be carcinogens if eaten over long periods of time. Jolly Ranchers are no longer allowed in the UK. Hershey, the maker of the candy, says consumers can rest assured, though, Jolly Ranchers are perfectly safe. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends a Pay It Forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We've always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
It's the final day of a two-week Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest from Civic Media, and your chance to win daily prizes such as some brewer tickets or 100 buckaroos in cash. So we have a word for you to text in to be a part of the potential winning, and today's word is water, W-A-T-E-R, water. And that is the word to text in through the Civic Media app. Find WRCO and use the text button at the bottom of the screen, or also 608-647-4155. Text it in and get in on all of the winnings, and you could be one of the grand prize winners. A couple of those weekend Wisconsin getaways could be yours. Again, today's word is water.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
¿Está comprando su primera casa? Buying your first home? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to guide you every step of the way. From education and financial support to down payment assistance, we'll help make your home ownership dreams a reality. Don't go through the process alone. Let us help. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
High temps in the mid-70s today. A slight chance of an afternoon or early evening shower. Also 55 for tonight's low. Tomorrow 78. For Saturday night, a slight chance of a few passing showers. Sunday 79 and summer-like with a slight chance of rain at night. Monday warm and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 85. North and northwest winds at 4. Yesterday, just 6/100ths of an inch of rain. Talked to a couple of people in the outlying areas that have received well over an inch of rain this week. Not us. No, just a little bit yesterday. And again, after a midnight reading of 57 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 58. Thanks for joining us. There's a great radio story, a rodeo story on the radio from George Street.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
Good morning from WRCO Radio, Amarillo by morning. Mr. George Strait with a stone-cold classic right there. It is clouding up just a little bit here today. And again, a daytime high a little bit later on in the mid-70s. So it's going to be some nice weather, that's for sure. For the many things planned this weekend, not only the rodeo, but many things going on. And we'll be on hand for a couple of baseball games. A local game tonight in Cazenovia. That's always an event when Caz plays Reedsburg in home talent baseball. We look forward to being out there tonight. Again, the Scotty text to win word this hour is water, in case you missed that, in case you can't spell, W-A-T-E-R, or you can't text. That's my problem. Give me a manual typewriter and I'm good, though.
Out in the country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line, the joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. Where all the cowboy folk go to boot scoot boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Struck out in the woods to do the boot scoot.
Yeah, heel toe, do-si-do, come on baby, let's go, baby.
This old highway's getting longer. Seems there ain't no end inside. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I call the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept a woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting colder. Now I'm much too young to keep this damn old. A worn out tape, a chrysalid dude. Lonely women and bad dudes seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting colder. Now I'm much too young to keep this damn old.
It's a song that helped us first learn about Garth Brooks back in the day there, and I always spin it the other way. Much too old to feel as young, right? Exactly. And on some days, yes. Especially Friday, right? Oh, well, we had a good time yesterday at the state softball, me and Hank, and the biggest detriment, and I think a lot of fans found that too, and I knew that, having been to the state softball tournament lots of times, but parking is not real friendly, especially when you have that first game in Division 5 and they have better attendance than some of the bigger school divisions. But there were some fans that allowed ample time to get there and, you know, were pulling in around the vicinity around 8:15, 8:20 with a 9 o'clock game and didn't get there into the second inning, you know, because a lot of the parking ramps, it's one at a time and manually served. And so there was a big lineup for that and then a long way to walk as well. And poor old broadcasters don't get treated any better either. You know, not that we need to be, but we always have equipment to carry and there's no way to really pull off and, you know, get it so you can set it up or whatever. But Hank just dumped me off of the curb with all the stuff and I had to watch it till he parked. I think he parked out like in Verona or somewhere. But anyway, we found it. And speaking of Hank, we'll give him equal time coming up here. Plus birthdays and anniversaries as well still to come on a Friday.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace and Richland Center, Muscadet and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Get ahead of sunburn season with a little help from Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Now through the end of June, save 25% on all sunscreen and after sun care products. Head pharmacist Dr. Madeline Oy will help you pick out the right sunscreen for your adventure and skin type and offer helpful tips if the sun gets the best of you. Keep those rays at bay with Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital, open Monday through Friday.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total Nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Up time.
How you doing, buddy? I'm tired.
You know, I'm all right.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Really? Why are you tired?
Oh, I had to take care of this one guy yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Huh.
Babysitting him all the way up.
At the softball game?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do with him.
Huh. Well, that's too bad.
Well, maybe we can talk about it.
Yeah?
In private.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean...
Why start now? You share a lot of private things here on the air that shouldn't be shared.
Like my dad's urinating his boot.
There you go again. So,
anyway.
You told that story last week, and I was... privy to that conversation. And your poor dad said, Henry, son, please don't tell that on the air. So what do you do? You
I'm
did.
Just talking to you back and forth.
I know.
But I blamed you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because I told him, I said, I get a list of things to talk about from Phil.
Yeah, right.
And this is number one. And I tried to move it down to number nine.
Mr. Bray, go back and listen to that on our website. You'll realize it wasn't me. Oh, well, today is Friday, and that means
Friday.
Cooking with Hank. What's up for today?
What are you in the mood for? It's rodeo time. So.
Oh, you know what? There's nothing like a good old cowboy around the campfire, delicious pan of baked beans.
Okay, let's go with that.
All right, baked beans.
Yeah, here we go. Cowpoke can and bean surprise, Philip.
Okay.
Also known as oops, I set on dinner. All right, buddy.
All right.
One can of baked beans, preferably not already exploded in your saddlebag. One raw onion, or a wild one that you wrestled from the prairie dogs.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
One hunk of old smoked sausage or jerky stick, whatever you whatever's not already gnawed on from the long day. A splash of whiskey.
Ah.
It's optional, but highly encouraged at this point.
Ah.
Yeah, just a dash of dirt, Phil. It adds authenticity, you know?
A little grit.
Yeah.
Yep.
A rusty horseshoe for stern. Sanitation was option on that. So salt, pepper, and a whole lot of bad decisions go into this can. Here's the directions, buddy. Build a fire like a real cowboy.
Yep.
But if your eyebrows go up in smoke, you're too close.
Ah.
I'm always trying to help.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Throw the can of beans, unopened, straight into the fire.
Into the fire?
Yeah. Yell, yee-haw, for no reason.
Really?
Yep. Yep. Wait 10 minutes or until you hear a loud pop. That means it's ready. Or the can, or the can's now about part of the Milky Way. It depends. Don't get too close to the fire. I repeat. So, if the can survive, remove it with your rusty boot or burnt stick. Don't use your hand unless you feel like screaming.
Ah.
So, I'm here for it.
These are like obvious hints, aren't they?
Well, I'm from Arkansas.
That's true.
Chop up the onion with your pocket knife. Wipe it off first if you used it to scrape boot gunk or whatever else you stepped in for the day. Slice a sausage or jerky and toss it into the beans. Add a splash of whiskey, but only after taking a swig yourself for quality control.
There you go.
You know what I mean? You got to have that quality control. Stir it with the horseshoe, grunt like a prospector, and serve right from the can.
Right from the can.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Eat while staring into the fire, saying deep cowboy stuff like beans is proof the Lord has a sense of humor. It serves one hungry cowpoke or two delicate city folks. And that's my
for future reference. Just check out the movie Blazing Saddles when they have their beans around the campfire. Yeah, that's
actually after they eat the beans.
After they eat them, right. I always would, as a kid, kind of romanticize about that thing and go, "I'm eating baked beans like the cowboys," but they didn't have cans like Van Camps or those.
No, they had actually gnaw them off or cut them off. They did have some cans that later.
Did they really
later in the West?
Yes. I thought cans maybe later. Yeah, but. I thought that the whole processing, canning thing came much later.
But usually they would take like either rethyed beans in their bag and just put water in it.
Right.
Or just take regular beans and let them cook.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is, they had to eat.
They got her done.
They got, A lot of guys, actually, I was reading this the other day, lived on jerky or rabbit of what they killed for the day.
Okay.
So.
Huh. There you go.
Well, not a lot of buffalo was eaten by the... Cowboys.
I'm glad I wasn't a cowboy because I'm not much of a cook or a hunter or anything. So
no, you're just no. Well, back then you would have been.
Well, probably no. I would have been the camp cook. I would have been Cookie or Hop Sing. Isn't he?
Yeah, Hop Sing from Bonanza.
Bonanza.
Yeah. Or Aunt B.
Oh yeah, I could have been Aunt B too. She cooked everything well except pickles.
Yes, yeah.
Remember pickle, the episode where they wouldn't eat her pickles?
Tastes like diesel.
Or gasoline. I think.
Gasoline. Yeah, yes. Right. Oh my goodness, that was funny. So the word of the day, Phil.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. All right,
It's dragon.
Dragon.
Yeah. Being brought into something usually by force. Dragon.
Dragon.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't be dragging me into your argument.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I was thinking crazy quilt dragon or, knights fighting dragons.
No, just dragon.
Dragon.
Yeah. Dragging you along for the, like that you did for me yesterday.
Ah.
I'm dragging you along, Henry to drive, So say very little on the radio. I'm just dragging you to carry my equipment.
It's like the Tommy James song.
Yes.
Dragging the line, dragging the line.
Yeah, dragging.
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 All right, got it. All right.
Yeah. Hey, what's on your agenda for today?
Well, let's see. What do we have? Home talent baseball.
Oh,
tonight?
Yes. Yep.
We're working on that.
It's Kaz and
Reedsburg.
And Reedsburg, right. Yes.
And then, of course, the rodeo stuff going on. Yep. We have the rodeo parade tomorrow morning, stepping off at 10:30. And
you'll be down there announcing that?
We will be. Bo Hendricks will be there as well. And going to look forward to announcing it to the town.
If you could actually hit Bo Hendricks with a water balloon tomorrow.
Really?
That would be funny.
Not me.
No, not you.
No, no. Somebody else.
Yeah, Bo. Uh-huh. Yeah, if everybody could just drive by, throw water balloons at Bo. He really enjoys that kind of stuff.
Oh, does he?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so... That's what I'm here for.
Sure.
You know, always stir in the pot.
Yeah. The cowboy bean pot.
The cowboy bean pot with my horseshoe. So.
With your horseshoe.
Yeah. It's sanitized now, though.
How many holes does that horseshoe have?
It's going to have eight.
Eight. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I learned that this week, too.
I did, too. I took a stab at it, you know?
Yeah. So you didn't know that one before?
I actually knew
You did know
that
one.
Yeah, I knew it. Okay. But I only think they put six in.
See, that's... I wrote six, and I was, and see, we never had horses, but, well, I mean, we did way back, they farmed with them, but,
right.
But I remember finding some horseshoes, and they had like six tacks or nails in them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I was going by.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of people only put six. But down on the rocky hills of Arkansas, you put eight and maybe a clamp on them.
Oh, okay. A clamp.
A little bit of super glue. That 3M double-sided tape also
works. Oh, that worked for, yeah. I bet that works well.
Yeah. One step on the old. Because there's nothing up here like it is down there where I'm from with the rock. I remember digging post holes, Phil, where we would get down about 2 foot, and it was so dry we had to dump buckets of water in it to soak up where we could continue to dig.
Oh, yeah.
That was that hard.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. Around here, you know, once in a while it's frustrating when you're digging a post hole and you hit a rock, but you probably did all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And not my head.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was tough digging sometimes down there. So
we were down
because it was always red. It was red clay.
Oh, red clay.
Rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was just tough.
When I was a kid, you know, we farmed on flat land and sand,
mm-hmm.
and I had never heard of picking rock before. And then some of my friends were like, I had to go pick rock. I'm like, what does that mean?
Right.
I had no clue what that was. Mm-hmm. I understand it was not a fun occupation.
Well, I remember our garden. We had a huge garden. I mean, we had three boys and family of five, and we always had fresh chicken meat, always had fresh beef, but we had our garden, and we used to pick up rocks in it every year.
Oh.
And we come to the realization that we're not growing anything but rock. But you know what? My dad had the prettiest garden with all the rock, and I'm telling you, it was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
So
must have been good soil.
Well, you know what? It was a long day when we had to pick the weeds.
I bet. And judging by some of your stories, you had plenty of fertilizer, probably. So.
Yep. Have a good day, buddy. Hey, and everybody out there, be kind, Phil.
That's Hank.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise to make you whole again, a promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We are located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in Nicos Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Family Prescription Center. Your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Just Googling it, beans first came in cans around the 1860s. Mass production began in 1895. So, yeah, maybe toward the latter part of the cowboy era. Although it says here that beans in a can were looked at as a luxury item. So, I'm not sure. You know, maybe some rich cowboys had them. I don't know. 1966 this day, the Supreme Court ruled in Miranda versus Arizona that criminal suspects had to be informed of their constitutional rights to remain silent and consult with an attorney. Also in 1971, the New York Times began publishing excerpts of the Pentagon Papers, a top-secret study of America's involvement in Vietnam since 1945. And in 1983, the U.S. space probe Pioneer 10, launched in 1972, became the first spacecraft to leave the solar system as it crossed the orbit of Neptune. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Rowan Murray, and enjoy the Brewer game from Grandma and Grandpa Wirtz. Happy 15th, Hoyt Bumkamp. Love from Mom and Sister Mia. Mom and Sister and Mia. Have a great day, Grandson Hoyt Bumkamp. We love you bunches. Have a great day from Grammy and Poppy. To Ashley Schmidt from Aunt Karen. Also to Blake Parker from St. Mary's School. Jamie Shell from your friends Kyle and Selena. And happy birthday, Casey Bartles from Lori and the Guys. Greetings to nephew Torian Bormet from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday, Bob Bauer from his wife Marilyn. And to Janet Lewis from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Happy birthday greetings to Kevin Burns from Beulah Wesleyan Church. To Denise Brewer from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Bloom City Town Crier salutes Abby Krulatz, Blake Parker, and happy anniversary Jeff and Deb Fontana. Happy a birthday wish to Alexander Parrish from Bob and Heidi Shear. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Hoyt Bumkamp, Casey Broadbent, and Barb Weirs. Also have a happy anniversary, Brian and Lisa Hatch, and Lyric and Skylar Simonson Holiday. Have a great day on your anniversary. Happy birthday wishes from the RC Lions to Jim Hampton, Roland Murray, to Blake Parker, Haley Theed, Mary Colloy. And happy anniversary, Jeff and Deb Fontana. Happy anniversary to Jerry and Donna Bauer from Richland Center United Methodist Church. That's a look at some special occasions that are involving our friends here in Southwest Wisconsin.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
For the At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Get ready for Sunshine Golf and Giving Back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Happy birthday to Savannah Rossell, who celebrates today, from Grandma and Grandpa, Wrong Halt, and all the Wrong Halts. So all the best to Savannah, member of this year's Richland Center girls softball team as well. It's birthday time. Enjoy your day. Well, coming up, Joanne Krulatz is in with the news, and we're going to spin one for our loving couples. Young love, always.
They say for every boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found my love. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place.
Scotty word to text in this hour is water. The Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest culminates today, so we'll give you this word. Again, you have until 8 o'clock to get that in. Texted to 608-647-4155 or through the Civic Media app. We have lots of friends stopping by today. Next hour, we'll take a look at sports. Mike Clemens will take a statewide look at sports. We have Fresh from the Country. We have stuff to give away, rodeo tickets a little bit later on today as well. So keep it tuned right here.
You may have noticed that Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court and Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 59 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. Cloudy with a mix of sunshine, a slight chance of a shower later this afternoon with a high of 75. Tonight, isolated showers early, then variably cloudy with a low of 55. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 57, we're back up to 59 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin is once again under an air quality alert. Smoke from continuing wildfires in Canada has once again pushed into Wisconsin, lowering the air quality to hazardous levels for sensitive persons. The Department of Natural Resources and the National Weather Service have predicted alerts will be continuing through most of the summer as the wildfire situation seems unlikely to improve. Limit your time outside and use filter masks if you need to spend extended time outdoors. Richland Center has never been forgotten by Chief Justice Anne Walsh Bradley, as she was honored yesterday at a celebration to honor her 30 years of service on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Many talked of her road to the Capitol and how it had its beginning in Richland Center. She even shared her thoughts when she took the oath of office 30 years ago.
Then I stood here in the same rotunda of the state capitol before a gathering of family and friends and supporters, all converging with me in a single moment of hope and anticipation. I remember I had just taken the oath as the 75th Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court and turned then to offer some remarks. And I reached the podium and I took a deep breath and I was awestruck by the number of people who came to join with me to celebrate that important occasion in my life. And I was overcome with a deep sense of gratitude. The first sentence I said to those gathered 30 years ago was not one that I had intended to say. It was not a part of my prepared remarks, but rather it arose spontaneously as I experienced the full measure of the moment. I looked at the crowd and I said, "It's been a long journey from the old Swamp Inn to the rotunda of the state capitol."
The old Swamp Inn was affectionately brought up by Justice Bradley and her friend who spoke. Today, many know the old Swamp Inn as Turbo's in Hub City. Originally from Richland Center, Chief Justice Anne Walsh Bradley graduated from Richland Center High School in 1968. She earned her bachelor's degree from Webster University in 1972 and worked as a high school teacher before graduating from the University of Wisconsin Law School in 1976. In 1985, she was appointed as a circuit court judge in Marathon County. 10 years later, the justice made history by becoming the first woman to be elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She made a return to Richland Center in 1996 of May to give the graduation speech for the 1996 graduating seniors at her alma mater, Richland Center High School. Her tenure is the fifth longest in the court's 177-year history. While sharing the stats of her endeavors on the court that were told to her, Anne Walsh Bradley participated in more than 28,000 cases, 2,375 oral arguments, and the authorship of nearly 600 written opinions. However, she stated that her concern was always the citizens of Wisconsin. She will continue to serve until July 31st. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford will replace Walsh Bradley on the court August 1st.
Competition begins tonight at the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, being held through Sunday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Many individuals are excited about the event this weekend. Kenda Deaver is the secretary for the Richland Center Rodeo Committee.
We have over 122 horses right now around that's going to be on the grounds that are registered already, and about 72 campers registered right now, and they do really good and they're excited about it. We seen some contestants at Arcadia a couple weeks ago, and a lot of kids go, we can't wait till Richland Center. They're so excited to come here, and we are the biggest rodeo that brings in spectators to watch the rodeo, and they're so excited about that too. And our little town is the best place that sponsors and helps us get this rodeo on. If we couldn't have these sponsors, we couldn't do it. I mean, they step up so well for us, and the kids really appreciate it.
Tonight and tomorrow night, special introductions will be at 7 and performances will start at 7:30. Also tonight, many in attendance will be donning pink. Dean Reinhart is the treasurer for the Richland Center Rodeo Committee.
Brady is wear pink for Grace. Everybody's encouraged to wear a pink shirt or pink something, and then we make a donation to Grace. It's just interesting how many different shades of pink you can find. Most of the contestants and the committee members, anybody working in the arena, everybody's encouraged to wear a pink shirt, and it's quite the show.
Saturday morning, the June Dairy Days and Rodeo Parade will step off at 10:30 in downtown Richland Center. Cowboy Church will be held Sunday morning at 8:30, and then the finals will be held with special introduction at 11:30 and performances at noon. The winner of the Queen Contest will be announced before the noon performance. Cost to attend will be $8 today and tomorrow, and $9 Sunday for adults, $7 today and tomorrow for students and senior citizens, and $8 on Sunday, and $4 all 3 days for children 6 to 12. Children under 6 are admitted free. Save by purchasing advance tickets until noon today at Creative Layers in Richland Center. Join the Wisconsin Veterans Museum today and tomorrow to celebrate the U.S. Army's 250th birthday. Honor the true spirit of our American warriors through their service, sacrifice, and achievement in defense of the people and democratic values of our nation since 1775. Today, from noon to 1 at the Wisconsin State Capitol Rotunda, there will be appearances by the Wisconsin Army National Guard Band and Color Guard, a cake-cutting ceremony, and remarks from public officials. Tomorrow from 11 to 4, celebrate the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. Meet World War II veteran and retired U.S. Army Brigadier General Lou Harn from noon to 2. He will be signing a children's book, Lou for the Red, White, and Blue, authored by Miss Capital City's Teen 2025, Natalie Pop. And enjoy special guided museum tours and appearances by the Wisconsin Army National Guard Band and Color Guard. Events are free and open to the public. It's the Wizards of Rods weekend. Michael Hernan has more.
The Wizards of Rods starts today and continues all Father's Day weekend long. Mike Molitor says there will be many cars to look at throughout the weekend.
I will be taking my El Camino. We have a 1981 Supersport, and that's my gas mileage car, so that's the one I'll probably be running back and forth with. We also have a couple other classics. We have a 63 Pontiac Grand Prix, which was an Arizona car, very nice, clean car. That's got the 421 big block engine in her, so she's not quite as good on gas. And then we also have a 59 Apache, which has a 350 in it, which it doesn't actually get too bad of mileage. I get about 21 miles of a gallon with that. But the El Camino gets about 30, and it's got a V6 in, original car, 70,000 miles on the car, a lot of fun to drive.
Tom Venable on how to find the event.
Say you're coming up the interstate. If you get off at exit 135, we are approximately 2 miles from that exit. We're just about two blocks outside of Warren's, and Warren's isn't a very big town, and we will have signs up.
The Wizards of Rods will take place Friday through Sunday, June 13th through 15th. For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Friday, June 13th. Ronald Charles Becquar, 74, of Gays Mills, died Saturday at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Seneca, followed by a graveside service at Dixon Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills today from 4 to 7, with the rosary beginning at 4. Ronald Charles Becquar, 74, of Gays Mills. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills, died June 4th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Bosque Belle. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Maple Ridge Bible Church or the Crescent Lake Bible Camp. The Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family of Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills. David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center, died January 16th at home. Burial with military rites will be held Saturday at 1 in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Rogersville Humane Society or to American Legion Post 21 in Rogersville, Tennessee. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held Saturday at 2 at the Willow Valley Cemetery in Richland County. Memorial donations may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse. Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Saturday, June 21st at noon at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, with military rites to be provided by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Saturday, June 21st, from 9 until the time of the departure to the church at 11:45. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Muscadet Fire or EMS. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center, died June 4th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A private graveside service will be held at the Button Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French Door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV and Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump telling ABC there is more to come after Israel attacked Iran's nuclear facilities and assassinated two of Iran's top generals. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Sirens actually rang out across the entire country here in Israel, not because
the Iranians were striking the Israelis, but because the Defense Department wanted to tell the entire country that they had launched a preemptive strike on Iran.
Iran did strike back, launching about 100 drones toward Israel overnight. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president this morning is set to meet with his National Security Council in the Situation Room. And this morning, he still seems to be holding out hope that somehow these nuclear talks can be salvaged, posting just a short while ago, urging Tehran to come to the table, saying Iran must make a deal before there is nothing left, adding, just do it before it is too late.
This is ABC News. The latest economic